Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's a guy everybody loves, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Swerdner Farm and Ranch in Prime Bank of Texas, Jimmy Carter. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, you hear that music you're playing in the background, the strings, dun, 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 dun. It reminded me that Coldplay is coming to Texas, but a long way away. June the 13th, Sun Bowl Stadium in El Paso is where Coldplay will play, and I don't see anything else really closer except Nashville.
Speaking of
July 22nd.
Speaking of that Sun Bowl in El Paso.
That was Coldplay, by the way. Good job, Jimmy.
Yeah, Coldplay. We chose that because I don't know why. We like it. But the bottom line is I saw the Village People in that stadium one year. You know, so talking, we were talking. I'm sorry. Yeah, we were.
Clearly.
Prior to you joining us, we were talking about dance music and how the Village People made some of the best stuff, you know, YMCA,
oh, absolutely,
in the Navy, blah blah blah.
Yeah, I mean, I was a fan of those three songs, in the Navy, and whatever the big one, YMCA, and then I never did care for Macho Man too much, but that was Trump loves him.
Yeah,
he obviously loves him. He's played him at his rallies a lot. Well, speaking of all that, before we get to hurricanes and other things, you know, we're really getting down to the wire here on this election. So you're having all these people that are obviously for one side or the other coming out, and they're throwing every piece of dirt they can find on Trump. The Bob Woodward book, I guess that's an October surprise for some people. And the big deal is Trump has a close relationship with Putin. Many phone calls in the past few years. Well, what happened to the saying that said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
Good saying.
And, I mean, what is, I don't know. I mean, the way that they do it, yeah, if he was sneaking around and, you know, we're friends with him behind the scenes or something like that, but people know that he's called him. And then the vice president says he's being played. I don't doubt that at all, but I'm sure someone over the years has told him that, you know, because he did get security briefings probably still gets them every day. So I don't know. That one's not freaking me out like some of them are. But, man, they're throwing everything they can go at him. Yesterday, Harris was in Howard Stern World, and he obviously has been a supporter, and he used to be a Trump supporter, but he turned against him. And because of his influence, Jimmy Kimmel hates Trump so much, because Jimmy Kimmel is a disciple of Howard Stern, and I use that word carefully, but he is. He's a disciple of David Letterman and Howard Stern. Those are his biggest heroes in the world. So whatever they're thinking, little boy's going to think out in California. Colbert has never shied away from the fact that he is what team is he's on. And so she appeared there in The View. We know who The View is for, too. So she went to a lot of familiar places yesterday.
I got to disagree with you. The View is one of the most fair programs on television.
Oh, yeah. You know, but I don't see how that helps her doing that unless she's trying to get sound bites out because
it caters to the choir. It works for him. I don't know if it works. I don't get it.
He's preaching to the choir, though. At this point, you know, anyway, who in the world could be undecided, really? I mean, I've got three signs in my neighborhood that have popped up because Homeowners Association won't let you put a sign up except 30 days before an election. So three of them popped up.
Well, I was going to say, we're 27 days away today.
Yeah, so three Harris signs popped up. Two, one was surprise. Two were sort of a bigger surprise. And I just would love to talk. I'm not going to, but I would love to talk to them and say, are you voting for Harris or are you voting against Trump? That's the question I always ask people. And just it's interesting to hear what their answer is. But this disaster that's, I guess, about to happen in Central Florida, everything you read about it is scary and scarier. The hurricane's not getting any smaller. If anything, it's getting bigger and wider and may have more rain than they thought. The winds have not really been a big issue in some of these storms lately. This one is liable to have that, too, with a storm surge and with everything else. So the Waffle House in Tampa Bay and St. Petersburg and all those counties around there have closed. And the indicator, you know, from most places, the Waffle House closes.
No, that's a real
deal. You better
deal.
Close.
Several years ago, FEMA established, because Waffle House is biggest in the states that are affected most by hurricanes, and they have a way to stay open when it's dang near impossible. So they have that Waffle House meter, basically, by the decisions they made. It's kind of like on COVID around here, if you want to relate it to that. Most businesses, no kidding, and our government to some degree, local, municipal, made decisions on the responsibility that HEB had taken. In being ready for it and being so so organized, the HEB factor here, the Waffle House in hurricane zones. Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, so they've closed. And then, of course, Disney and all those people, they want to get in their last dollar. So they're open this morning, but they're closing at 1. They're open this morning. I couldn't even believe that they're open this morning. But they are. And then this, because there's not going to be, the weather's not an issue today. It's probably, I don't know if it's raining down there. I haven't even watched the live pictures this morning, but they're going to get their morning in, and then Universal and all the rest of them are going to close down, and yet tomorrow they're going to close as well. And, this overnight thing, when it hits, at first light tomorrow, we're going to see what it did to St. Petersburg and Bradenton and Sarasota and those places, and then it'll be smoking pretty good around Orlando when the sun comes up in the morning, and there's a lot of places to hurt. And, you know, on the positive side, the aquifer needs, they have an aquifer that needs water, and this is going to do that. And the Everglades need water to keep it healthy, so it's going to do that. And then hopefully it's just not going to knock down every tree in the state and knock down every power line with it. I know places like Winter Park and Altamont Springs and those parts of Orlando where I've lived for a little bit, man, there's so many trees there that can be damaged and take forever to try to do it. So they've got a lot of power people, National Guard, and they're ready. I mean, they're as ready as they're going to be for something big like this to go. So let's hope it has a happy ending. I can't do this. I mean, every day these stories pop up, and I'm just not going to do them. This P. Diddy stuff, it's too nasty. I mean, this guy, they now call him just the Diddler instead of P. Diddy.
P. Diddler.
But the Diddler. Things that he did and sexual assaults and all that, it just sounds terrible. It just is. I got sucked in. I really didn't want to watch it. I didn't have time to watch it. I got started on it, and then I just couldn't. I couldn't stop. The Lisa Marie Presley daughter.
How about her keeping her son? How about her keeping her son in her house?
That was the end of the show. I kept, because that was going to turn me off quick.
Explain to everybody what you're talking about.
All right, Oprah Winfrey went to Graceland last night to interview Riley Keough. Riley is the daughter. She owns Graceland now. She owns the Elvis Presley World. She got it somehow in the will because Lisa Marie had it, and kind of Priscilla doesn't really have much to do. She's kind of, you know, out there. But Riley is the one that has it. She's very well-spoken, very attractive woman who's an actress, and she now runs Graceland. So she had Oprah come to the living room of Graceland and do the interview about Lisa Marie growing up at Graceland. They had a lot of great pictures and the power, the Elvis influence on Lisa Marie and how much she was a daddy's girl and all that. And then Lisa Marie, before she died, to write a book, she was going to do a memoir, and she was putting it all in I guess, recording somehow. I don't know what they recorded on, but recorded it on something. And so they used a lot of you could hear Lisa Marie's voice last night in some cases. But her son, one of her children, she had few, one of her children committed suicide. And it upset her, you know, so badly she didn't know where to bury him. And so she got a friendly undertaker person that it's allowed in California to bring the body to the house. And as long as you keep it cool and all this kind of stuff, you can keep the body there in the house for really an undetermined amount of time. And so she had 55 degrees in this room and had kept dry ice in it and kept the body in there for 2 months.
Good
in the house.
Lord.
I mean,
it just, that sounds, I mean, not to
really
judge.
Morbid, but she talked in there and gave him, it just, I don't want to go in. It's just weird, very weird. But they finally buried the young man near Elvis and near his mother. And she died a short time after he did. But this girl was pretty impressive, I thought. And, you know, 2,000-something people a day go through Graceland, and he's still making a lot of money in his music sales and things like that.
Riley, real quick, does she have her head on her shoulders? Because let's face it, Mom didn't.
She does. I think she does. I think she may not have had somewhere in her late teens and early 20s.
Good.
I think she was doing drugs and stuff. But, I mean, she looked... You know, she sat down and did an interview with Oprah, and she answered all the questions, sounded very intelligent, and sounded like she definitely had a good head on her shoulders. So, very interesting deal. You know, Oprah, you can cuss her all you want about her politics and everything like that, but she's good at what she does. She is really good at what she does. I mean, I've interviewed for a living, too, and it's a real art, and she does it in such a comfortable way because she's got time. That's one of the great advantages of what she does. You've got time, but it takes there's an art. I know sometimes if I've gone into something really, it's like, oh my God, you know, I got too big a thing to do here. I'm used to doing it in 5 and 10 minutes. Here's an hour I've got to fill or whatever. And she does it, and she has a lot of help, but she does it very comfortably.
Well, yeah, there's some controversy involved with just about everybody she interviews, but she has this talent of disarming people, of getting comfortable with them. Yeah. Quickly.
Barbara Walters had it to some degree, but her secret was
sucking
to
up.
Wear them down. She was like a prosecutor that wore them down. She would go in there and ask them, you know, get them out there and get them in the interview and talk. The first hour that she would talk to them was just to get them warmed up and get them used to being in the cameras. And then when she got to her second hour, they were already comfortable with her, with her comfortable in the situation, and you know, were just wanting it to be over. And she'd ask some of the bomb questions then, and then she'd cut it out.
So you remember
Barbara was good at what she did too.
Remember when Miss Walters, Barbara Walters, told Fidel Castro, who was killing people, that she was attracted to him, and you know what? She owned Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Seems like she gets to ask the questions, though, at the end. You said the bombs that nobody's either willing or told her not to. Because I'm sure in your interviewing process over the years, you've been told.
We've given a warning. Don't bring up this. Heck, I interviewed Hugh Grant the day after he picked up a hooker on Sunset.
Right.
And you know we weren't supposed to bring that up, and we did not. You know, and I've done some of those others where they have to trust you to go in there. But Lord have mercy. Yeah. They just kind of know, and sometimes they want to get it out, you know, to get it, and that's their only place they're going to talk about it. And I would think if Garth ever has any problems, I would think the first place he would go is Oprah. But he did speak this week, and he said, you know, it's the elephant in the room, and here's the deal, and just said, we can't talk about it.
You're right.
It's going to take 2 years, he said, to get this going and over.
Great insight. That's who he ought to choose. Yeah, I mean, you think about what salvation Lance Armstrong was able to get out of that mess. He did it with Oprah.
Yeah, so we'll see when it's time. He's got a 2-year process here unless something happens before that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now more prime stories about what's going on in the world from the guy that knows everything. Page 2, Jimmy Carter.
Well, here on Wednesday, we got football getting ready to crank up again tomorrow with the NFL and some of the colleges and on through. New York Jets have fired their head coach. They didn't start out very good, you know, so they got problems over there. Louis Tiant, I remember this guy's name, Cuban-born three-time MLB All-Star pitcher, has died at the age of 83 years old. There's a study that says elephants remember their zookeepers by their smell more than a decade after the separation. The findings shed light on long-term memory and social relationships of animals, and that's been proven with dogs. I don't know, dogs don't live that long, but elephants live a long time, and elephants, they say, never forget. I could say a lot of things. I'm going to keep on moving on. No witticisms on things. People that don't forget stuff. PepsiCo has reduced their revenue outlook. Disappointing earnings, not sure why. Walmart's getting into the pet care world of veterinary care. Trying it out, at least anyway. 5 locations in Arizona and Georgia. Walmart is into everything. TikTok's getting sued. More than a dozen states, they say that they have created addictive algorithms that are harming children's mental health. Man, if you have TikTok, and I mean, I just call it up every once in a while and go through it.
I was doom scrolling last night.
Eric was showing me just this morning on that point, Jimmy. He was looking at a video of a lightning storm, and all of a sudden the algorithm showed him the next 30 things were lightning storms.
Because I was following you last night on the whole hurricane, and you're doing a great job on Facebook. But then all of a sudden I went to TikTok, and it showed one. And I was looking at all the devastation up in North Carolina and up in the mountains, and then every video after that. And I just sat there for an hour just going through it. But yeah,
you gotta join that lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, it's just, whenever I cut it on, I'm seeing people taking their clothes off, and it ain't because I'm looking for that, so I don't know why.
It's all what you've been looking at, Jimmy. We just covered that.
I mean, I guess I stopped, and so if I stop, that must think I'm going to be, oh, my God.
Do you have the girl come on and said, you probably need to take a break? They have that on TikTok.
But I have one from the House of Ill Repute in Nevada come on there, and she's giving me like an update on stuff that I don't want to know.
I know you're talking about.
I'm not scared to turn it on half the time. Lord have mercy. John Lennon was born on this day in 1940. He would have been 84 years old. You know, Paul's 82, and look at how productive he remains. John Lennon, who knows what he would have created if he had lived on. And Ringo, by the way, older than John by 3 months. It's July. And then George was the baby of the bunch on there. Again, people that you can, where you can go to learn about this hurricane as we get close. Weather Channel does a great job. This is where they earn their money. They have too many commercials, and I always change off during the commercials because they're at least 2, 3, 4, and 5 minutes long. I go over to Live Fox. They sometimes, if you have YouTube, you can go to all these things fairly close to each other. Fox weather is really good. They're not as good as Weather Channel, but they have a guy from Miami. He used to be in Miami, Brian Norcross. You ever heard of that name, Bob?
Yes. Yeah.
He was the top weather guy in that market for a long, long time, and he works for Fox Weather, and he is the expert. He is great at what he does, and he's on Fox Weather.
Jimmy,
there is AccuWeather, and there is Weather Nation. And then CNN's got some weather people that do things, and Fox is using the Fox Weather people. But, you know, you got to go with the Weather Channel and some of these all-the-time people to be.
If we can hold you just another moment, I want to play this for you. Here's another meteorologist down there in Miami, John Morales.
And, oh, yeah.
And so you heard this. Yeah, he was given the weather last night, and you know, he's obviously been up a long time. And he realizes how many people are going to die.
It's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped. It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours.
Now, I know there's folks listening going, what, he's a nutcase? No. No, I mean, these guys, as you know, really do take this seriously and understand. I hear in his voice, because he knows where the wind shears are going to be and how that's going to direct it.
People going to die.
And he, yeah.
And see, where you can look at the, if just for a layman, when you watch any of their coverage or see some of the things, and they talk about millibars, well, the lower the 900s are, the more powerful the hurricane. When it's up around 950, 960, okay, you know. But like he said, it dropped 50 down to like 912 or 13. It was 908 when I looked at it a little while ago. The closer it gets to the 800 numbers, which rarely they do, that's the intensity. This sucker is way up there. I mean, it's got winds. It's got it all. And that's what's so the monster about this. And they told people, if you don't, you know, listen to us, please write your name on your arm so we can identify you.
What is the latest, Jimmy, on when it's expected to make landfall? And now it's looking like a little further south around Sarasota, but we don't know. But
yeah, because but all that wind is very wide. It's they're saying 11 p.m., 1 a.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a middle of the night eyewall coming in, but it's going to start being nasty from sunset to sunrise. So it's going to be, you know, about a 12-hour deal there. And for people in eastern sections of like Daytona Beach, Cape Canaveral, I mean, you got all this stuff and all the theme parks, there's no way they're going to walk away with that without any damage at all. So we'll see.
Amazing. Hey, thanks for all that. Very
Thank
much.
You.
He's Jimmy Carter every morning, same time, same stations, of course, right here on 95.9 or any of the digital platforms. And we want to thank Precision Camera and Video, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Prime Bank of Texas, who says, make every stage of your life prime, for bringing us Jimmy Carter each and every morning. Eric and Bob rolling on. Back in a moment.
Every time. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 239-2369.
Now more prime stories about what's going on in the world from the guy that knows everything. Page 2, Jimmy Carter.
Well, here on Wednesday, we got football getting ready to crank up again tomorrow with the NFL and some of the colleges and on through. New York Jets have fired their head coach. They didn't start out very good, you know, so they got problems over there. Louis Tion, I remember this guy's name, Cuban-born three-time MLB All-Star pitcher, has died at the age of 83 years old. There's a study that says elephants remember their zookeepers by their smell more than a decade after the separation. The findings shed light on long-term memory and social relationships of animals, and that's been proven with dogs. I don't know, dogs don't live that long, but elephants live a long time. And elephants, they say, never forget. I could say a lot of things. I'm going to keep on moving on. No witticisms on things, people that don't forget stuff. PepsiCo has reduced their revenue outlook. Disappointing earnings, not sure why. Walmart's getting into the pet care world of veterinary care, trying it out at least anyway. Five locations in Arizona and Georgia. Walmart is into everything. TikTok's getting sued. More than a dozen states, they say that they have created addictive algorithms that are harming children's mental health. Man, if you have TikTok, and I mean, I just call it up every once in a while and go through it.
I was doom scrolling last night.
Eric was showing me just this morning on that point, Jimmy. He was looking at a video of a lightning storm, And all of a sudden, the algorithm showed him the next 30 things
yes.
were lightning storms.
Because I was following you last night on the whole hurricane, and you're doing a great job on Facebook. But then all of a sudden, I went to TikTok, and it showed one. And I was looking at all the devastation up in North Carolina and up in the mountains. Yeah. And then every video after that. And I just sat there for an hour just going through it. But yeah.
You're going to join that lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, it's just, whenever I cut it on, I'm seeing people taking their clothes off, and it ain't because I'm looking for that. So I don't know why.
It's all what you've been looking at, Jimmy. We just covered that.
I mean, I guess I stopped, and so if I stop, that must think I'm going to be, oh, my God.
Do you have the girl come on and said, you probably need to take a break? They have that on TikTok.
But I have one from the House of Ill Repute in Nevada come on there, and she's giving me like an update on stuff that I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah. I know you're talking about.
Turn it on half the time. Lord have mercy. John Lennon was born on this day in 1940. He would have been 84 years old. You know, Paul's 82, and look at how productive he remains. John Lennon, who knows what he would have created if he had lived on. And Ringo, by the way, older than John by 6 months, by 3 months, it's July. And then George was the baby of the bunch on there. Again, people that you can, where you can go to learn about this hurricane as we get close. Weather Channel does a great job. This is where they earn their money. They have too many commercials, and I always change off during the commercials because they're at least 2, 3, 4, and 5 minutes long. I go over to Live Fox. They sometimes, if you have YouTube, you can go to all these things fairly close to each other. Fox Weather is really good. They're not as good as Weather Channel, but they have a guy from Miami. He used to be in Miami, Brian Norcross. You ever heard of that name, Bob?
Yes. Yeah.
He was the top weather guy in that market for a long, long time, and he works for Fox Weather, and he is the expert. He is great at what he does, and he's on Fox Weather.
Jimmy,
there is on that, AccuWeather, and there is Weather Nation. And then CNN's got some weather people that do things, and Fox is using the Fox Weather people. But, you know, you got to go with the Weather Channel and some of these all the time people to be.
If we can hold you just another moment, I want to play this for you. Here's another meteorologist down there in Miami, John Morales.
And, oh, yeah.
And so you heard this. Yeah. He was given the weather last night, and, you know, he's obviously been up a long time, and he realizes how many people are going to die.
It's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped. It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours.
Now, I know there's folks listening going, what, he's a nutcase? No, I mean, these guys, as you know, really do take this seriously and understand. I hear in his voice, because he knows where the wind shears are going to be and how that's going to direct it.
People going to die.
And he, yeah.
And see, where you can look at the, if just for a layman, when you watch any of their coverage or see some of the things, and they talk about millibars, well, the lower the 900s are, the more powerful the hurricane. When it's up around 950, 960, okay, you know. But like he said, it dropped 50 down to like 912 or 13. It was 908 when I looked at it a little while ago. The closer it gets to the 800 numbers, which rarely they do, that's the intensity. This sucker is way up there. I mean, it's got winds. It's got it all. And that's what's so the monster about this. And they told people, if you don't, you know, listen to us, please write your name on your arm so we can identify you.
What is the latest, Jimmy, on when it's expected to make landfall? And now it's looking like a little further south around Sarasota, but we don't know. But
yeah, because all that wind is very wide. They're saying 11 p.m., 1 a.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a middle of the night eyewall coming in. But it's going to start being nasty from sunset to sunrise. So it's going to be, you know, about a 12-hour deal there. And for people in eastern sections of, like, Daytona Beach, Cape Canaveral, I mean, you got all this stuff and all the theme parks. There's no way they're going to walk away with that without any damage at all. So we'll see.
Amazing. Hey, thanks for all that.
Thank you.
He's Jimmy Carter every morning, same time, same stations, of course, right here on 95.9 or any of the digital platforms. And we want to thank Precision Camera and Video, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Prime Bank of Texas, who says, Make every stage of your life prime for bringing us Jimmy Carter each and every morning. Eric and Bob rolling on. Back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.